Rich, first of all, there's no denying the strength of your game at the moment. How important was your time at Jets and, more importantly, Anna, to where you are today?
My time at Jets has always been a positive for me. I think with the players that were at Jets, I've always been able to be on the court, which I think as an athlete to be on the court at Super League at such a young age is always going to be a strength. And I think with Anna Carter, she's led by example, especially from a young age, and she's always been quite a hard coach, so I've always wanted to impress her. She's always been quite hard to please, which I think helped me with my game today.
She'll probably hear this, but we'll say hard but fair.
Yeah.
And the decision then to join Bath, how easy was that?
It was always a really hard decision for me to make. I mean, I was at Leeds for, I'm going to say, about 7 years. I never thought I would move clubs. I was always quite comfortable. But I think with being comfortable, I had to question where I needed to go next. I've always wanted a challenge, and I just thought Bath would be the best place to offer that for me, especially with Jeff Philby as the coach. He's always been a good technical coach. And I obviously had a bit of experience with her through like the under-21s. So I've always wanted to be coached by her. And then obviously having Anna May back involved with it, it was always a must-go to, really.
Bath, this season, they've almost just got on with the results and gone under the radar a little bit.
Well, we had a bit of a slow start. There's no question about that. We've always been a team that I would have said that we've underperformed to start with. I would say the turning point for us was probably the Sirens game away. We had a lot of home truths come out of the changing room from that game, probably a game that we expected to win, unfortunately lost narrowly. I'm not saying that from that game we then started winning. I think it was a couple of games until we started our winning streak. But I think having that game and the home truths that came out brought us together as a team and kind of just putting a full stop to what we were bringing out on court and just wanted to step up and show what we actually are capable of doing.
What do you think Wasps, Sirens and Stars have actually brought to the league this season?
I think the league's been very competitive this season. I think it's the most competitive season we've had, and I think bringing these new teams in have added value to that. Wasps, they were quite similar to Storm, and a lot of the players came from there. So they've had a connection from the start. I know they've had a few players that come in, like Natalie Hayfornthwaite, who I've played with and had a lot of time with. And Sirens, I think, again, they were always quite a strong team to come up against when they were they weren't Sirens, they were Glasgow Wildcats. They were always quite a hard battle to go out there and compete against. But I think all the teams that I've entered have brought in different stuff.
And you certainly can't call games as much as you could before.
Oh, no. Like when we used to start seasons, you probably could already give like a top four, maybe a top five, but I think every team has probably been at a certain point to be able to take that top four position. Even like Scotland, for example, they only just missed out a couple of games ago. They're still in the running for it. And I think it's the first time we've had three or four teams still fighting out for that fourth position. So it's been a great season.
I think it's been really nice as well throughout the league and all the franchises has been that increase in youngsters throughout.
Yeah, I mean, we've also had that in our team. So like Paige Reed, a youngster, she was in the under-21 squad. She's definitely stepped up and she's probably played more games recently for us. And she's definitely a player I would look out for. She's stepped up to the mark, especially in the games now, which are more, I've got more pressure to them because all our games have been kind of cup finals for us, especially the last six or seven. They've been must-win games and she stepped up to the plate, which was great to see. And then we've had Laura Rudland, also another young player that hasn't even seen Super League, not really MPL either. So to see her step up and start being the starting seven for the first few games, and it's been excellent to see, and I think it's been across the whole season. Fran Williams, also playing for Wasps, she's also an under-21 player. And my sister also, Jess, she's an under-21 player, and it's been great to play back alongside her, and she's been a very good asset to the team this year.
So that wasn't one of the reasons why you joined as well, so you could keep a closer eye on her?
Yeah, she follows me wherever I go.
The good thing is as well, you've had the honour of representing the Roses. How important are things like that to you on a personal level?
They've always been really important. I've kind of had the England stuff throughout my whole career. So whenever I get an opportunity to step out on stage, on the especially international stage, I take it with two hands. And I've had quite of a rocky roller coaster in terms of injuries and stuff and being in and out. But any opportunity I can get to wear the red and white dress, I would do with both hands.
And how has being part of the full-time programme helped?
Yeah, it's been great. I think it's been a long time coming with having netball to be in a full-time programme. Every athlete wants to be full-time. It's really difficult when we're having to juggle our netball, trying to get at the highest level possible, and then having to have our work on the side, also trying to build a career. I think with a full-time programme, it's been excellent. Obviously, it's the first year that we've really done it, and we spent most of the summer in Loughborough. I think it's good to have the squad there regularly, and not even just on court, but off court, so all the S&C stuff, and it's been more like individual programmes and just building the athlete and the team, which has been great.
So it's made you stronger and you've got more support there behind you if you need it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you've got your physios, you've got the doctors that are on hand. Even when you're training, you've got your coaches, your physio, your like everything there on the side of the court. So it definitely helps you stay on the court for a lot longer.
You've had plenty of respected coaches in your career. Is there a particular piece of advice you'd take with you to this day in the game? Have you got a bit of advice for those that might be listening?
I would always say give 110% in everything you do. There will be knockbacks. I've had plenty of them, but not to let them be the ending of you. You might think you hit like a roadblock and that's it. But I think obstacles that get put in front of you are there as a test. And I think if you overcome them, then you could be the best athlete you can be. So just making sure that you've got a strong head mentally and making sure that you're prepared physically for any test that's thrown at you.
You've been fortunate to play against some of the country's greats. Anyone in particular that's inspired you?
Somebody that's a tricky one, that one.
Somebody that gives you that extra little kick when you get out on court as part of the team?
Well, I've always loved playing with my sister. It's been great to have her back in and amongst us this year. Also, I've loved playing with Mia Ritchie, and I think we've consolidated something now. Like, I've been playing with her for about 5 years now. So things like that, I think it's just more familiarity with players that I've enjoyed more than anything.
Fast Five will be coming up at the O2, and looking forward to playing a part.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a great opportunity for the franchise. I think Fast Five has a different spin on it. It's obviously a lot more fast-paced in terms of you can bring roll in, roll off subs. You obviously can shoot your long bombs, which is an excitement. Everyone loves doing them, especially if you're sinking them. The crowd are wild in terms of that, and especially with the power plays that you can get like 6 points more or less for one shot if you get a long one in. And I think it brings all sorts of people to watch it. I think more male, you get more of a male crowd because it's a bit like the quick cricket. There's just a lot more excitement that goes around with it. And definitely as a franchise, we're looking forward to getting out there and playing a bit of Fast Five.
Been practising the long bombs then?
Now and again. I mean, we played it once. We used to play it for pre-season, and I actually surprised myself with my long bombs. I just couldn't stop doing it. But I mean, I don't know. We'll see what happens on the day.
You're a netball coach as well, aren't you? So what kind of satisfaction do you get from this?
Yeah, I've always loved being a coach. I like, especially with the younger ages, because I like to get my hands on them quite early and then watch them progress through all the year groups. I coach the under 14s at Royal High at the moment, and they were year 7. So it's great to, because they obviously come and watch a lot of the Super League games, so it's great to show them what we do out on court and then see what they can do back at school and stuff. And a lot of them are very young talents, and they're very exciting, and I just love getting my hands on them more or less and trying to make them the best that they can be.
How are you all ahead of the Wasps game?
I mean, we're very confident in terms of we've come off the back of a few good wins, especially our last one against Manchester Thunder. There was a lot of nerves that went out before that game, I think, because, again, we were level pegging with Storm, so it's a game that we could win and take those extra 3 points to steady it out a little bit. But we're confident it's going to be a tight game like it was to start with. They definitely came back out at us in that last quarter, and I would have thought they're going to start that way in the first quarter. So it could be a completely different game in terms of the start, but we're hopefully confident and be able to take it to them.
And you've got an hour start on Lightning v Storm as well, which is...
Yeah, that'd be quite hard. I guess if we win on Saturday, hopefully that means we could take that top four spot. But if we lose, then we're back onto level pegging, and it depends on how Storm do with Loughborough, which we won't find out until like an hour after.
Well, I hear that somebody on the Storm bench at halftime is going to be there with a calculator trying to work everything out as the game goes on. So it's going to be tough, but it's exciting.
Yeah, definitely exciting.